Hey, I missed you. I found a little bit of time, so I thought I could spend that with you. I'm back home and back to working night shifts. And it's that got me thinking about what I want to tell you today. And so, stretch of night shifts coming up, and there's always a interesting trying to get my body clock in the right space and doing what I can to make sure I'm gonna sleep so I don't go insane. When I come home from working a night, I have a bit of a routine. I tend to get home and I have a coffee or try and stay awake for a bit. So once I get out of the shower, I usually head to bed and wind down for a little, and then I put on my sleep mask, and I don't usually have much trouble falling asleep. My mum always told me growing up that you shouldn't sleep in knickers. You shouldn't sleep in your undies. You gotta give your vagina a chance to breathe. So, I don't sleep in underwear, but I have got a slip on. Today's one is like a ivory silk kind of color, like an off-white. So I've got that on and nothing else. My legs are bare and my arms are bare, and that's it, except for when I slip my sleep mask on and I'm gonna try and go to sleep. So let's start there. You can probably guess where this is going, but just go with me. If you're interested today, whilst I'm talking to you, I've just got the pure want, the enjoy. So, let us pretend that that's where we are. It's the daytime, and maybe you walk into my room and I'm asleep on my bed with that slip on and with my mask on. And I'm lying on my side, stretched out on the bed, pretty deeply asleep. You know how much I need my sleep on nights. But you decide that it's worth the risk. You stand there and look at me for a little while sleeping. Maybe that turns you on a little, maybe. Maybe. And you take the opportunity to start touching yourself through your pants and I'm asleep. There's no judgment from me. I mean, only if I was awake anyway, but start gently playing and teasing. Enjoying the sensation of your skin touching your skin whilst you look at my skin. Maybe you're thinking, wondering how different my skin would feel to yours or how similar. I'm wondering how your hands would feel if they were running up my calves and up my thighs instead of sliding over your head and streaking down your length and resting on your stomach. I think your skin would feel great, but I don't know if it's as soft as mine. Yeah, maybe that really makes you wonder how it feels and so you reach out with one hand and wrap that hand around my ankle and see that my skin does feel soft and you like that, so and slide that palm up my calf and keep going at the back of my knee and then up my thigh and keep going all the way under the fabric and a little squirm from me and I can't help it. Oh, but lean into your hand and then roll over. Roll onto my stomach and move into that feeling and move into your touch and move towards it. I'm awake now, but I'm not gonna let on. And I'm going to show you the little sign and give you these little signs there. And I'm going to show you that by spreading my legs wider and by lifting my pelvis up off the bed. Make a little angle of my arms up towards you. I as I move a little closer to me, whilst you look down on me and keep stroking, running your hand over my ass and feeling me right up under your hand and press myself into a little and wiggle. Oh my god, my hips just a little. Show you that you're making me wet, and that makes me want you. I like that I can't see what you're doing. I like imagining what you're doing. I like that. I can only imagine what you look like. How you're pleasuring yourself and how hard you're getting from watching me move onto you. And I like feeling a little vulnerable there. I like that. I like the way not seeing you makes me feel it more. Okay. And move your hands. Move your hand down to trace me. And slip your fingertips into the wetness and trail it up. Feel your way up my lips out to my clit, and glide them up. Slide my witness up to my clit, and I just rest them there. And I start moving against your fingers, gliding in and showing you the pressure. I can't see you, so I need to show you. I need to show you how I move my hips. Now I push down into you. I'm showing you that I'm fucking want you, and I want. Oh, I fucking want you. Grab my legs. Pull my slip up. Pull me to the edge of the bed, and I want you to fucking fuck me now. I'm flat on the bed, my chest flat on the bed, with my arms stretched out. I'm awake now, but oh god, pull me towards you and fuck me hard. I don't want to see. I want to hold onto the bed. I want to fucking feel you fuck me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. harder like that. Oh, let's go faster. Oh, fuck me. Faster. Oh, faster. Oh, oh, oh. Oh. Sorry, I lost my train of thought there. Oh. Oh, it's hard to describe. It's really hard to describe. Oh, what I want. Oh, what I'm imagining. I'm wondering how it feels for you. If I'm on the bed like that and you're behind me and I got my chest down flat on the bed, reaching my arms out and trying to stretch my body out so you can slide into me more, slide into me further and deeper and tilt my hips up to you so each thrust I slide down my front wall because that feels so fucking good. I wish I could feel what it feels like for you. How much can you feel? You rest right at my entrance, and then you push down and slide into me hard, like all the way down, till you can't go further. What does it feel like? Can you feel the texture? Can you feel, is it just wet or do you feel, feel me wrap around you and, oh fuck, oh babe, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, I wish I could feel what it feels like. And I wish I could see what you see. With your hands wrapped hard around my waist, looking down. And I reach up towards you and push myself, slam myself back up to meet you. Oh, fuck. Wish I could know what it's like to look down and pull out and anticipate what it's gonna feel like to push back in and slide back in and feel the warmth and the wetness and feel the satisfaction of thrusting in as hard as I can. The satisfaction of making that body underneath you come over and over. And making the body underneath you scream. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. I wish I could feel that. But I guess what I get to feel instead's pretty fucking good. I'm so not pissed off with you for waking me up. I was only pretending to be asleep anyway. I heard you walk into the room. Sometimes it's more fun to pretend. I haven't been spending a lot of time on GWA because, frankly, there's not a whole lot on there at the moment that turns me on. I must be getting picky in my old age. Anyway, as usual, I'm sorry for my disjointedness. Maybe that's why everything's scripted, because fuck man, it's hard to maintain a train of thought when you're horny. It's really hard. It is a bit of an art. Oh well. Oh. Even if I don't tell you very often nowadays, I still do think you're very fucking gorgeous. And I hope that you're still making yourself feel gorgeous, even if I'm not around to join in. Let's have a great year. Okay. Bye.